Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I wrote about Ovechkin and Crosby today, the big event in town tonight. And it is a big event. And underneath the story at the Post-Gazette, a man named Matt McMullen writes, Starkey's a fine writer but stinks on the air as a personality. His weird personality and frequent squealing and talk about his golfing is too annoying. I don't listen anymore. Pony and Mueller is way better. Limits, is it strange for me to come out of that thinking it's a compliment?
Yes.
Yes. I think that's a compliment on all counts. First of all, he says I'm a fine writer.
That's a compliment.
And I can't help my personality or intermittent squealing. That's not my problem. And I'm going to keep talking about golfing. So none of that is my problem. I'm glad that he was honest, and I commend him for it.
You
Pony
do.
Pony and Mueller is a very good show.
It is. You do squeal more than I think is necessary sometimes, though. I feel
probably,
like you go out of your way to make it known.
Well, it's the yawning thing.
And I think that you can control your yawning because you said that you're not allowed to yawn like you do at home, so you yawn like this when you're at work. So how can you control it at home but not at work?
There's an actual video of me, my wife, and my daughter were in the kitchen at the counter, and I did one of my yawns in the other room, and I videotaped their reaction. My wife just turns around and gives me the finger, and I'm not allowed to do that ever in my house. So maybe I overcompensate for that at work. But
overcompensate.
Yeah, I'd like to apologize to Matt McMullen. I'm sorry. I am. Football talk on 93.7 The Fan. And I don't think Ron particularly liked it either. Although he, by the end of his tenure here, was doing the exact same kinds of yawns. Do you remember that?
No, actually, I don't.
Well, it happened. You should have been here, Limits. Maybe not on his final day. Jules, did you know that Limits' first big show was Ron's final show?
Really? I didn't know that.
Huge show, yes.
And he came through in flying colors.
Did you? Okay. Good for you, City Limits.
That was a big day for me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jules. I needed that day. That day was big for my career.
Yeah. I know it was. It came right down to the wire, and it was the whole plan, and it was a week filled with guests.
Wow.
And I think Andrew Filippone had a lot to do with that. I wasn't really thinking clearly going into the week and the previous Fridays. Like, you got to get people lined up. And then I started to get on my horse. Bob helped with some people. So it was a week filled with guests. And then on the last day, I figured what a nice touch it would be to have the greatest Steeler, Mean Joe Green, followed by Ron's childhood hero, Joe Namath.
Wow.
From Beaver County. And then it got very fouled up because Joe Green was traveling, yet he called from, where was he? From Dallas in baggage claim. Am I right about that, Limits?
He was in Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Vegas, that's right.
Oh, wow.
He called, and then I thought, all right, that was a blessing that he called. Now we're having problems with Joe Namath. You know what? If we don't get Joe Namath, it's been a great week, and Joe Green called. And we didn't think we were going to get him. But Limits was keeping an eye on the caller screen, like the normal fan caller screen, which you never would have thought that Joe Namath would call in on. But for some reason, he got that number and called the fan number, and the rest was history. And look at Limits now. He's a radio star.
Yeah, made his name.
We're very proud of you, Limits.
It's very important to take advantage of opportunities and be persistent, Joe. And me calling Joe Namath about 18 times that day to try to get him on with Ron made a big impact, at least. I hope it did, and I think it ultimately did, yes.
I'd actually like to hear that to end this segment, the call between Joe Namath and Ron, if you can dig that up.
Yeah, I'm sure I can find it.
Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus is the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount. The people get on you in the YouTube comments, don't they, Limits?
All the time, Joe. I think it's an annual occurrence. Whenever the YouTube
annual,
stream
it's
comes
a daily
on,
occurrence.
Well, yeah, it is a daily occurrence that they find multiple ways to knock me, but I think it's out of love.
Because out of love. That's how I'm taking it.
There are some people in the YouTube comments that I have met that said it is out of love, not out of spite.
Yeah, I can't help it, but I do like it. It's actually a great line. His weird personality and frequent squealing and talk about his golfing is too annoying. Mm. He's right on the mark there.
Some of the texters have chimed in saying, Starkey is my favorite personality in all of Pittsburgh sports media.
I like to hear that.
But the next texter says, Joe, you are a terrible singer.
Terrible singer.
But
that's actually
another texter says, the Joe and Limits show is the best show this station has ever had, and it's arguably my favorite show, period.
You mean the Limits and Joe show. You get first on the marquee big boy.
No, not first on the marquee. Another texter says, I really enjoy your show a lot. Joe's antics really bring fun into the show. Don't change.
Well, I can't change. That's the point. And I made a vow to myself many years ago that I was just going to be myself. And if people hated that, then I wasn't going to have a job very long, was I?
Next texter, us talking about you in the YouTube chat, Limits, is not out of love.
I like that line. All right, let's move ahead, shall we?
Please.
There's a certain Steeler who's having a great year. And I know this is PFF, but it's also my eyes telling me this. I think overall he's having a pretty darn good year, and he landed on PFF's midseason All-Pro team. I know a couple games maybe he wasn't noticeable, and the Steelers got run on. But at 36, Cam Hayward appears with Malik Collins from the Browns as the guys up front on defense on their midseason All-Pro team. And here's what PFF says. With what Hayward is accomplishing at almost 37 is nothing short of incredible. His 90.3 PFF overall grade leads all interior defenders, and he's the only player at his position to earn 80-plus grades as both a pass rusher and a run defender. Listen, Limits, we all rip PFF from time to time, but generally speaking, I have been a fan of them. Generally speaking, I think they know football. Some of the stuff makes absolutely no sense, but listen, we all disagree with each other, right? I mean, everybody in sports media does. Generally speaking, I mean, in 264 snaps, he's 23 pressures right now. That's among the league's best. He looks to me, and I'm amazed watching him at times, that he still plays with the energy of a young player. I can't tell you how many times I've thought about that this year, is how does that dude's body hold up? How does it hold up? He's been around forever. He played with, he was on like the 2000, what was his first year, 11? He's been playing forever, and his body holds up to the point where at that position, he absorbs and dishes out all kinds of punishment. he still tracks down plays in the secondary 20, 30, 40 yards downfield. You see Cam flying into the screen. I think he's having a pretty good year. There have been some quiet weeks. I won't deny that. But he's still batting down passes. In fact, he's on pace to tie his career high or better it, which was last year at 11 batted passes. He has a forced fumble. He has 1.5 sacks and this PFF grade, and he's on their midseason All-Pro team. I think he's headed to the Hall of Fame. But it all leads to a question. The town erupted with anger. I thought not unreasonably against Cam with the whole preseason contract situation. Do you think that's forgotten limits? You're a Steelers fan, and if it's not forgotten, is it eased up to the point where it's not that big of a deal, or is there more to be done, or do people sort of still look at Cam like, hey, I like the fact that he's playing well, if you agree with that, but I still, something changed for me, maybe some people still say. With that whole, I need to feed my family, you know, I'm asking for money again for a second year type thing. I wonder if people's opinions on Cam Hayward have changed for good, or whether it really is just about, are you playing well? And if you think he is, I don't remember any. What happened again in the preseason? That type of thing. As a Steeler fan, where do you stand? And I want to throw that question out there. I'd really love to have that conversation, because it's impossible to have it without you. You're the people who follow the Steelers. You're Steeler fans. I can't have that conversation on my own. I'm curious as to how you feel about Cam Hayward today, and if that lingers. At 412-928-9370. That's 928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Where do you stand on that, Austin?
Yeah, I'm in the latter of what you were saying. For me, like, sure, would it be a different conversation if Cam Hayward was not playing well? Probably. But for me, it's just thrown under the rug. I've not even thought about it over the last however many weeks. And it's very impressive that he is playing the way that he is at 37, when Chris Jones at 31 is still playing at a high level, but not nearly what he's been the last couple of years. And there are defensive tackles that once they hit 32, 33, Aaron Donald retired at 32. They're not playing still at a very high level. And I think Cam Hayward deserves the benefit of the doubt for that. Were the waters murky? No doubt. But I have forgiven him because he's played like he said he was worth. So for that, I'm okay with it, and I've shoved it under the rug.
Man, I wonder, and I would really love to hear from people on that. Again, 412-928-9370. I'm now looking at Bill Barnwell's midseason All-Pro team and trying to find if Mayfield's on here, but the thing goes on forever. He's really good, Limits, but his articles are, you know, they should make... You could remake the movie Gandhi, and it wouldn't be as long as some of his articles. I mean, this is incredible how long this thing goes on. What's he doing? I can't get through this. It's 2025. I digest things in tweets like everybody else. What is happening here? I'm looking at some other midseason All-Pro teams, though. I don't see Cam on a lot of these. But I think he's having a good year, and I really want to have that conversation if people would indulge me. 928-9370. Defensive tackles in SI. Malik Collins gets a lot of love here. First team is Jeffrey Simmons and Chris Jones. Come on. Chris Jones is not having that good a year. Do you agree with that?
I do.
Vince is probably on the phone.
There's a lot of phone calls that are rolling in, Joe. We can take them.
Let's
start taking them.
Take those and throw it back to me. I'm at Rivers Casino, by the way. I'm at Rivers today. Bob abandoned me for television interviews. Duck Hodges is giving me the Belfont snorkel on an interview I wanted to do with him. And I'm getting ripped by a man named Matt McMullen. But I'm okay here. Jules is helping me, Limits. She's counseling me on things like self-esteem. And I'm going to forge ahead. What do we got?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Limits.
All right, let's do it, Joe. Let's first Let's first go to Bob. He's in Charleroi to talk about Cam.
Bob, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Never been able to say that before.
Appreciate it. What's up?
So I'm going to throw some negativity on the world. I, unfortunately, as a millennial and economic woes affect everyone, I'm not going to ever let Cam live down those comments that he's struggling to feed his family after making $15 million this year. So call me bitter, but I will never not bring that up. And I will probably live in this area for the rest of my life.
I hear you. I don't think he said he's struggling to feed his family, but he did have the everybody, you can't feed. What's the exact quote limits?
He wanted to basically have more money to support his family for, like, generations to come, basically.
Yes, exactly. I want to get that exact quote, though, so I get that right. I don't think he said, I'm struggling to feed my family, but I'll get the quote anyway. Go ahead. Who's
right,
next?
Next up is Ryan in Washington.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Joe. To answer your question, if Cam's contract disputes in the preseason still linger with me, they absolutely do. I would go as far as to say I don't care what kind of regular season he's having. Until he and TJ show up and become a force in the playoffs, I'm done hearing about what they do in the regular season. I'm done with the contract disputes. When Baltimore runs for 200 yards on you, you don't get a single tackle. I think it takes some serious guts to go back to your organization and ask for a raise.
All right, limits. We're two for two on it. Seems to be lingering.
it's still going a little bit.
And that part is very fair. Like, there was always talk of McCutcheon, and I think Neil Walker struggled in the playoffs, but we were talking about the tiniest sample sizes there, right? It was like 10 at-bats or something. I'm not saying, you know, it wasn't an issue to talk about, but at this point, you know, these guys who are the mainstays of this defense have played many playoff games, and they've never, well, maybe Cam was part of one win, but in the last decade, they had just simply haven't been part of even an average defensive performance in the playoffs. That's just a fact. It's time, man. It's time to go out and dominate somebody the way you did the other day in a playoff situation. And I'm not putting it on them. I'm just saying at some point, come on. Once in your career, you guys got to combine and lift this defense to at least a good performance in the playoffs. So, and that's part of the stuff I thought that went into all the anger toward Cam in the preseason. And I think it would have gone TJ's way too. And I think some of it actually did when he was out there looking for one penny more than Myles Garrett. But it tends to soften when the defense is coming off a performance like they had against the Colts. Who's next?
Here is Downtown Donnie. He wants to talk about Cam.
Donnie, what's up?
I agree with the last two callers. Your contract is your contract. Cam, are you crazy, Joe? Cam didn't show up for half the games this year. Just didn't show up. Non-existent. The same with TJ Watt, but at least every once in a while he makes a splash play.
No, I think that Cam is having a pretty good year, honestly. When you say didn't show up, what do you mean? He's on a career pace as far as one of his specialties, batting down passes. Are you still there, Limits?
Downtown Donnie hung up.
Downtown Donnie hung up. Okay. There's a stack called Stuffs where you get guys at the line of scrimmage. He's got a couple of those. He's got 1.5 sacks, which is probably low for him, but he's also had years with 4 and 5 sacks. He forced a fumble, and people who watch this stuff pretty closely, like PFF, they say it's unbelievable what he's doing. I don't know that I'd go that far, but maybe people don't feel like he's playing that well, and maybe that feeds into they're still not over it, because now we're 3 for 3. Next.
All right, let's hear what Dan in Trafford has to say.
Hello, Dan in Trafford.
How are you?
I've never been worse, and I appreciate you asking. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I guess a little bit better than you, so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. What's happening?
Okay, as far as Cam, like I said, I got to pretty much go with the other guys. I mean, he can be a great player, things like that, to do a lot of good plays. But and I don't care what other teams are getting or, you know, like what other players are getting from other teams. You sign a contract, you know, for 3 years, and then 1 year, you got to come back and redo that. You agreed to that contract. You agreed to that money. So no matter what somebody else in your position or whatever, you know, is making, you know, that's what you agreed to. You should stay with that.
Well, I hear you there, especially when you come back 2 years in a row. But you can't just ignore the other side of it, is that teams can break contracts all the time and just cut a guy if he's hurt and not honor the rest of that contract, right?
Well, that's true. I don't know. It just seems like so many of these guys, they're just, you know, overly concerned about the money. And, with the amount of money that these guys are making, I mean, they just seem to be more and more agreed, more and more agreed. And it's hard for, you know, the regular everyday person to think about what they're making, and is all they care about is the money. And, you know, when you can't get to the playoffs, you know, and stuff like that, too, you got to just, you know, perform. And I don't have any sympathy for, you know, guys going after more and more money. You know, just like TJ, too. You know, a great player. I want to be the highest paid non-quarterback, you know. I mean, he's making plenty of money. Great player, yes. I just think, you know, totally these guys are just getting paid way too much money. And they
Aren't they generating a ton of money, too? Like, do you have a complaint about the owners and the things they do, like making us taxpayers build their stadiums?
In a way, I mean, I think, you know, we should help, but, you know, maybe sometimes we're helping a little bit.
We should help a multi-billion dollar industry with billionaires as owners. We should help them build their stadiums? Why?
That was my fault. Sorry about that. Yeah,
okay.
There's no reason. I misunderstood there. They should definitely, you know, be covering that absolutely for sure. Just for tickets, that's going up, you know, more and more, having to pay, you know, seating fees and stuff just to have season tickets and, you know, things like that. Everything's just gotten really ridiculous, I think, you know, with the sports. I mean, I'm a big sports fan. I played sports all my life, you know, but,
I hear you, and I appreciate the call. All right, Limits, that was more than just a little sampling, and we were, what, 4 for 4, 5 for 5? We had a Rennie Stennett there and went 7 for 7. It seems like things still lingering
now,
for fans.
There are a couple of positive calls that I just took as well, if you'd like to hear from them.
Let's take one of those before we move on to Jeff Hathorn.
All right, here's Johnny and Farrell.
Hello, Johnny and Farrell.
Hey, Joe. You know, we're trying to build something here, and Cam's a builder, dude. He's a keystone on a team that has now multiple keystones on defense. And he's a leader of the team. And he's doing all the dirty things so the young guys can feast. And I actually am thinking of doing a connection to the Penguins where their vets are kind of doing the same thing and scoring on top of it. So, you know, it's just funny, four callers and they're all talking about something that happened off season that was marginal at worst. I mean, we're focused on winning a championship here, not worrying about a little squabble. And you know what? I guess PFF says that Cam is going to earn that money and get a raise and maybe be all pro again. So I don't understand the disconnect. We're building something here. Cam's a foundational piece.
I think the quote that rankled people was, "This is a business. I cannot play this game forever. And just like I'm maximized on the field, I want to be maximized outside of it. I'm not being greedy. It's just the way the game is." And he added, "I've had a lot of tough conversations with my family," which I think, did people sort of extrapolate their limits? I appreciate the call, Johnny. I've had to have a lot of tough conversations with my family. I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit surprised that it's lingering.
Yeah,
are you?
I am. I didn't even think that this was still the case. I haven't seen scuttlebutt of this on social media, or really nobody's called in, but, I mean, the line's lit up like a Christmas
we haven't brought it up as a topic. I was just curious where people stood, and when I saw that headline, he's on PFF's midseason All-Pro team, and the Steelers are coming off a smashing performance, although they've been inconsistent, to put it kindly. I was just curious, and I think we got some answers there, so we'll monitor that story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.